Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. It is the dynamic duo today, Shelby and Laura, and we are coming in a little spicy this morning, I think. So buckle up, get ready. We're going to give you a hot take and also laced with lots and lots of encouragement if you are in the health coaching space right now. But after coaching over 300 nurse coaches in private practice, we've been able to trend some commonalities that nurse coaches experience in the health coaching space and the functional medicine space. And we want to tell you about it this morning. I think I feel the need to like set an agreement here of like receive this information with positive intent. We are genuinely still on your side. I genuinely think the world still needs health coaches. But we wanted to provide some depth to why, if you are in the health coaching space, why you might be struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me, this is so personal because I started out doing health coaching and then I kind of named it advanced health coaching and then very clearly realized that it was not as fulfilling and mm-hmm. that everybody wanted me to be in the expert role all the time. Right. Yeah. So there's this assumption that because people thought you go to a health coach, the health coach tells you what to do. And then you just do what the health coach does and then your life magically changes. And, you know, 80 to 90% of health coaches, that is what they do. So they're not wrong, right? So like in the health coaching industry, which by the way, there are 1,000 supplement companies. There's Optavia. There's weight loss companies. There's shake companies. There's like nothing wrong with these companies, but they name all the people that sell their product health coaches.
Right.
So it has the term health coach has more well known by the layperson as looking like, oh, you go to Laura. She's going to tell you what to do. Maybe I just need a few sessions to get my shit straightened out and then I'll do what she says. Then I'll be healthy. Mm. And that's not how we were trained. And that's not what we love doing. You know, it's interesting. And it's, I think that over the last 5 years, this is magnified. And now we have like the data and the experience to kind of back it up as far as what happens after cert in the real world. What happens in the real world when people graduate from cert? What do people do with it who are actually making money? Mm-hmm. It's a very, very small percentage are only health coaches.
Right.
Very small.
Totally. Totally. I think that this is like really similar to going to nursing school. And like you had to go to nursing school to like learn the basics of like anatomy and physiology and pharmacology, right? There's all of these like essential things that we had to learn as a nurse. I was even talking to my brother the other day and we were talking about our differences in our college experience. And I was complaining to him how I had a test in nursing school like every 48 to 72 hours. Like I was constantly studying, nose in books, stressed out to the max. And he was like waiting till the night before to write his papers, you know, just different experiences. But he was like, well, at least you know, like my job never has depended, life, someone's life has never depended on my job. And I was like, you know, like even in nursing school, they didn't even like certify us in CPR. I still had to go somewhere else to learn to get my BLS and my ACLS training, right? Like that was not included in my nursing program. And so I feel like this is similar, right? Of all of the things that we learn in certification are relevant because it gives you context to like the coaching dynamic and how to like facilitate SMART goals and like transactional coaching. All of that is super helpful. But then out in the real world, if you're just only setting SMART goals week in, week out with people, you're likely going to be very bored very quickly. Like there's...
Right.
And also nurse coaching, as we all know, is so much deeper than that as well. So then how do we market like wellness coaching with this deeper inner transformation? And I think that's where some of our people can struggle. It's like, how do we close the gap here? How do we tell people what this means, what it looks like, that if you work with me to lose 10 pounds, sure, we're probably going to do that, but I'm also probably going to help you change your whole life and flip it on its head in the best way possible. And that's hard. That's a big jump as a newbie.
Yeah. And I remember making this realization. Well, I had to be like on my own in private practice for a while to then begin to play with the concept. And mind you, I did not work for a hospital. I worked for a naturopathic doctor. Mm-hmm. And I realized like coaching is different than clinical practice. And I think a lot of nurses go to certification because they learn about functional medicine. Maybe they have their own health challenge and they're like, I want to go help people. People don't know about functional medicine. I want to go tell people about it. And then they go through a nurse coach certification and they come to us to start their practice. And my first question is always, well, do you want a clinically based practice or do you want to do like a transformative practice? Because a clinically based practice is a totally different model than what you and I teach.
Right.
That is not, we are not in the business of creating health coaching clients and creating to put you up as an expert in health. Like that's not what we do. There are other programs that do that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I very quickly thought that that's what I did want, but it wasn't what lit me up as soon as I was out of cert. And then I was kind of trying to figure out, but what do I do now? Like, who am I?
Yeah.
Do I lead with nurse anymore? Because it's confusing because nursing is medical.
Right.
And we find that most coaches end up calling themselves a transformative coach, a life coach, a mindfulness coach, a gratitude coach. Like it very rarely is a health coach in the transformation industry. Not that our people, we don't work with health with all of our clients. We do.
Yeah. I also want to acknowledge as well that most of the nurse coaches that we end up working with, some, like a very small percentage want the functional medicine practice and a very small percentage want just like the pure health, surface level, meal plans, macros type of coaching practice, right? I think most people come out of certification really desiring that deeper work. You probably had a couple of pro bono clients where it was magic, right? And you did get to a deeper level and it was transformative. And you're like, ooh, how do I get more of that? How do I tap into this space? And that's the work that I'm called to. That's the work that Laura's called to. I even remember being right out of certification, talking with like my friends that I had graduated with and telling them, like, I didn't have words or language for this when I first started, but I remember telling them of like, man, I really don't enjoy like the health coaching side of this. I really prefer like the life coaching side of this. And I almost am certain that you and I, Laura, even had that conversation before
we were even,
it was even on our radar to like partner together. We were just talking as friends and like, this was what was more exciting for me. And I think if I would have spun my wheels or try to like fit myself into the health coaching box or force myself, because that's like what I should do, whatever that means, probably would have led to a little bit more heartache. And I don't know if I would have kept going, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I would do 6-month coaching packages and then partner with my naturopath and have the person do all the things. And then I would hold space for the life while they were taking care of their health. It was like this insanely like high touch, high level, transformative, all the things, health, and supporting them with like the lifestyle changes, the diet changes, the mindset changes, and asking them, have you been taking your supplements? How are you feeling about the money that you spend? Is your family supporting you with your new diet changes?
Yeah.
That was fun. Like, I stayed in my lane and I kind of farmed out like this other thing. So it was like, you know, $4,000 for 6 months, or it was, I think it was $7,000 for 6 months, but also have the functional medicine doctor like on staff with me, supporting you and me, like all three of us having our hands in it. And I had a few patients or clients, actually, patients for the doctor, clients for me, that like reversed 3 autoimmune disorders, lost 60 pounds. Like I had a lot of those, which were super fun. But it was both. And the clinical part was not, I had someone in my town that could do the clinical part better than me. And I didn't want to have to get better than her. Like that, I didn't have any interest in 20 years of clinical training and constantly like, what's the newest thing? What's the newest supplement? What's the, that was not my jam. My jam was, you know, coaching them for 3 months about the way that their disempowered stance in their marriage was affecting their health.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that you're speaking into what I wish we had better words for, other outside of like coaching transformation or coaching someone's level of being, right? Because it's holistic, it's all encompassing to where the people you are working with through the naturopath office, they had a desire for all of it. And
yes.
And that is so rare and so uncommon, but also just how critically important coaching around their marriage was to their health.
Yes.
Right. And how we see this a lot in business coaching, as well as just talking to a nurse coach yesterday on an application call. And her husband is suspicious of us, and you know, everybody's allowed to have their starting point, no hard feelings there, but she was being very honest with me, and she was like, I just don't know, like I have to live in the same house as this person for the next year, and yes, I could figure it out, and yes, I could get creative, and yes, all of these things, but I don't know if I want there to be that tension in my marriage for the next 12 months. And so then the conversation is completely geared to like not selling somebody my coaching program. It's geared to supporting them where they're at on the call. And all of it is important. I'm preaching to the crowd here about why holistic minded care is important. And I hope too that what shines through here is that there is a way to support your client in whatever way makes you the most excited. And there is a way for you to like be in your lane, so to speak, and do the thing that you're really good at while empowering your client to take radical action in the other areas of their life as well. Like you don't have to be in partnership with a fellow functional medicine practitioner in your town to support someone through that process, right? Like they can, you don't have to be all of the things for every person that you see, like we do in traditional hospital nursing.
Right. Yeah, I thought I had to be in the beginning.
Same.
That's what I assumed it was. I thought the good nurse coach had binders and binders of protocols and resources and took an hour of notes after every call. And I quickly realized that coaching is dynamic. It's an art. It's like a living thing, and that my presence in with each person and my adaptability to the dynamic energy of a coaching call was the skill that created the most change. And also, I was just reading about this in a book the other day, like we don't have a coaching relationship with our providers.
Right.
Right. Like our providers are our providers. They are experts and some of them are wonderful and we get that feeling that we're partners with them. But a coaching relationship in and of itself is the medicine. So like learning more about what that is, what the coaching relationship is, and less about how you're going to fix somebody's problems, because we aren't problem fixers.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I think new nurse coaches think people spend time with me and I heal them. I save them and I fix all their problems because I have all the answers and that's going to make me great. And it's the opposite. It is like the coach that can sit with a client. The client says, I just don't know if I care enough to lose weight. She's like, yeah, that feels really big. I'm really proud of you for saying that out loud. Not, well, we got to work on your motivation. Like, maybe we should create some accountability.
Have you listened to this podcast?
Yeah.
And I'm really like kind of like poking fun at myself.
Me too.
I'm hearing like previous versions of Shelby being like, ah, damn it. Like, I totally did that.
Just read this book.
Yeah.
This podcast.
It'll figure everything out. It'll figure everything out for you. And there is a time and a place, 100%, like to read the book and listen to the podcast. But I find that the value in coaching itself comes with like being in presence with other humans, taking the time to like slow down, to be connected, to have them have the sacred space to where you, the coach, are the healing modality, right? All of the, like, you're able to hold, it's much more energetic than the right question or the, the mode of interviewing or the goals that you set at the end of the session. And yeah, there's so much more. There's so much more to it. There's so much more to it. Also, as well, I think calling out the boogeyman in the closet here of, because the market has a lot of options for people and their health and wellness between shake companies and supplement companies and some random ad that people are seeing on Facebook for $47 to learn all the things, all, you know, like the information is so readily accessible. People are, I think, less willing to pay because the information is free and it is everywhere. So, I want to be very explicit here that like new nurse coaches that are developing their skill to like be in a deeper space with their clients can have a hard time selling their coaching because how is it different than everything else? How is it different from the YouTube video? I could watch a meal prep video online, right? And of course it's different. 100% it's different. But I think when you're new and you're trying to sell a service, and we're trying to differentiate, like, what makes you special and what makes you different and what makes nurse coaching different or health coaching different. It can be a pretty big fire hydrant to drink from. And it can be easier for you as the new coach, easier for your client to understand, like, yeah, we're going to do some life coaching here. We're going to touch on what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're going to touch on how well you're sleeping. We're also going to touch on your marriage and your relationship with your kids. And, you know, are you suffering from burnout from working so much? And we're going to touch on all of these things because your life is a reflection of your health.
Right.
That's an easier, I don't know. What am I trying to say here? Am I making sense?
Yeah, it's, I'm going to give you two examples. It's like going to, well, one is really dynamic. One elicits emotion, like a lot of emotions for me. And the other one is more transactional, more clinical, more predictable, more like a volleyball. I throw the ball to you. You throw the ball to me. We throw the ball together. And then you lose weight. As opposed to you're going to spend time with me. We're going to uncover things about you and your current reality and the thoughts that you have about it that can completely change your life, your relationship with your kids, and their relationship with their kids. Like, the work we do here is big.
Yeah.
And that's not, when I speak like that, that is when people think of health coach, they don't think that that's what they're getting. That's, there's no like, right? But with a life coach, maybe you assume they're just going to tell you how to live your life. But there's this element that you're probably going to have to get a little more vulnerable with a life coach than you would with a health coach.
Correct. Yes. Absolutely. So again, I think through the nature of certification and people who hire us and go through the mentorship, this is where we lean, right? Of like, yes, we are helping you start your business and get things going. I tell every group that starts with me that this year is going to be the wildest ride that you've ever been on. It has full potential to flip your life inside out in the best way possible. And it's going to be gnarly and it's going to be fun, but you have to let it work, right? You have to be committed to the process. And I started a group back in August and I was spending some one-on-one time with each of them, just doing like a more intimate check-in. And one of the ladies in that group was like, Shelby, I recall that moment. Like, I remember you telling me that. And I also remember thinking that I was exempt, that I was special, that I wasn't gonna, like, that this wasn't going to touch every area of my life. And it 100% has.
So in the same way that health coaches use that as an in, you know, or deeper health coaches, I should say, like we do the same yeah. thing in our business and business coaching as well.
Correct.
It's like the business is the priority of our container, but of course we tend to everything else in your life as well.
Yeah.
And that's why people want to hire us, is because they don't want to just go to a call and only be permitted to talk about business and surface level metrics and like, what did I do this week? What's the plan for next week? They want to be fully held in the experience.
Right.
And it will allow you to stand out when you speak like this. So if you need to borrow the language that we use in this podcast to talk about what you do and make it your own, please, please do. But it will stand out. From everybody else.
I think I'm like thinking of some of our master mentees, our year two peeps who do more wellness coaching and have functional medicine backgrounds. I have two in particular that come to mind.
Yeah.
And it's their way of, I think they call themselves holistic coaches or wellness coaches. I think that's still in the title. But it is their way of speaking about what mm-hmm. they do that really sets them apart. So they are not, they're not constantly, all their content isn't about the stuff that you'd think a health coach would talk about. It's not all pictures of green salads and green smoothies. And it's not all that. Like maybe there's a little bit of that because they do, that's like part of what they do. And that's what they love to do too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more, there's a deeper depth. There's more of them. There's more vulnerability. There's an awareness there that changing our health isn't as easy as changing our grocery list one day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all wish it would be. It's much deeper.
Yeah.
It's much deeper than that. And so then there's the next task we have after certification is learning how to talk into all the other parts of life. Because what most people do on discovery calls or first calls or powerful conversation one or powerful conversation two is not only talk about their health.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the time, it is something totally different it ends up, right? Like it moves into that. And if you identify as a health coach and you only want to be a health coach, then all these other life areas, you feel like, well, I don't know how to coach about relationships and I don't know how to coach about parenting and I don't know how to coach about whatever the thing mm-hmm. is. And we start to relate to it all as like these individual topics that kind of like conventional medicine. Well, I'm not a podiatrist, so I can't see your toe. You know, it's like becoming the deeper coach is you're finding the threat, like the topic doesn't really matter. It's the way that you're engaging with each of those,
right.
those things in their life.
Yeah, man. I love transformational coaching so much. It's so good. It's so good. I think as like if being able to reflect on being new, even like the first couple of years, I would say for my practice, I didn't know that there was a difference between like styles of coaching or methods of coaching. I just felt lucky that sometimes me and one of my clients would click and the conversation would roll into something deeper. I just had no clue. Versus now there's like all of this framework that we get to play with, this connection that we can facilitate within ourselves that extends into our clients. And that's like so cool. It's so cool. I often think about whenever you and I first started, Laura, and how there was like no resources that existed anywhere and nobody like had any idea what we were doing. We're all just like nurse coaching, like, you know, carrying the torches around in the dark. And now I'm like, holy smokes, like you come out of graduation and there's just all of these things here ready to play in. Like, how amazing is that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember talking to my first business coach about, I just don't know who I'm supposed to coach or what I'm supposed to do. And she's like, okay, well, what has lit you up the most? Like that age old mm-hmm. question. And it's like the client that wanted to write a book.
Yeah.
The client that wanted to start a business. Like it was always, and I was like, maybe I'm a success coach. That's what I am, which is funny because now we have the successful nurse coaches. But I was turned on by people exploring their potential, like the potential for more or something bigger or something more impactful. Like that to me is just give me a sliver of that, and that will, I can operate on that fuel for weeks with a client. Mm-hmm. If you could show me like one little aspect of you that desires and wants more, like I know how to water that shit. I know how to help like pull the weeds. I know how to make sure the sun is shining on it. Like that's what I'm called to do. And yeah. So even from that perspective, I remember her saying, well, you can do that with health. Like you could do that with health. You could do that with relationships. You could do that with business coaching. You could do that with this. So like, even if you guys find your own way of engaging with the thing, that can be the way that you do it with everything. Like that part of you where that's what you're looking for. And so that your people are drawn to you because you stretch them, because being in your presence, they know that they can do more.
Yeah.
That was a fun day. I knew that I probably wasn't going to quit after that. I didn't know up till that point until I knew that I had this one thing that I could hang my hat on and I could probably do for 20 years and not get bored.
Right. Right. Because there's so much room and space to like not get bored in that.
Yeah.
You know, like there's plenty of room to play. And I mean, I think that by default, we are maybe the nurse coaches with the longest standing niche, just because we were one of the first to give it a go.
Yeah.
But even so, like the past 5 years of business coaching in particular, like I'm still not bored of it. Like I'm still like taken away with like how excited I can get. I have a client right now who has hosted, she loves hosting workshops. So she's been hustling. She's hosted several, 5, 6, 7, lots of them in person, online. She's had people come, people not show up, the whole spectrum of experiences. And this month alone, she hosted one about a topic that she really loves. And in like 6 days, 35 people signed up. And
oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And I was like losing my mind. I was like just pacing around my house being like, oh, yes, because I can look at that moment and be like, this might be the moment that changes everything. Like she's already had her. Yeah, she's already had a 10K week. She's already, you know, she's already like hit a lot of milestones. But I'm like, man, this might be the thing that we look back on in 4 years. And we're like, remember
that was the moment. Yeah.
And so like even telling that story now, I have goosebumps because I'm like, this could be it. And if this isn't it, then we'll create another one. Right. Like we'll just forever be in this pursuit of creation. And at any time, the more we create, the more our chances go up of that being the thing. And being a part of your origin story, which is just like so cool. So cool.
One of my favorite past clients, I remember the day that we figured out her title and what she was going to call herself. And then she wanted to launch a group, but she really, this was like in October. And she's like, well, I'm going to get it all ready. I'm going to figure out a launch plan. We're going to do this. We're going to do it in January. And I'm like, January? I'm like, what are we doing for the next 90 days? I'm like, you're launching that shit in 14 days. You're launching that in 2 weeks. And she launched her first group and then she launched her second group in January and that she's still running that program today.
Yeah.
So it's this element of capturing somebody in an expanded state and then holding them there and being like, nope, you can't. No, you're going to actually put something on the calendar and then you're going to tell the whole world. So you can't shrink back down and prepare to be expanded.
Yeah. Yesterday I was talking.
It's too late.
Yes, it's too late. You said it out loud to me, so it's written in stone forever. I was talking to one of our master's clients yesterday, and she, man, the universe has conspired to put her in a lot of right spaces at the right time. But she went to a wellness fair.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she went to a wellness fair, got connected to a radio show host, and he is obsessed with her and in like putting her on the radio all the time. And it's amazing. It's incredible. And we were talking yesterday about email lists and being able to capture people whenever this radio show host decides to like pop off her name, you know, locally in town.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, I was like, listen, we've been playing, like you've been playing the one-on-one organic game super well. Like you got that on lock. You're good. You have that skill set. And then now we're going to play big girl game where we're going to capture leads and you're going to send emails and you're going to like have a, like a, not just a business, but like a company and a presence and a thing. And she looked at me and she was like, I can do this. I was like, yeah, you can do this.
Yay!
And she's like, I don't really know about emails yet, but I'll figure it out. And I was like, yes, you will. You will figure it out. Trust me. Just send it here. Just do it. And we have hundreds of these moments right here to where I feel like a lot of the style of coaching we do is like coaching people to recognize the opportunity and hit the gas as well of like,
right,
what is worth your time? What's worth your energy? And a lot of times the first 6, 8, 12 months, we're swimming in a lot of like, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? To where now fast forward 2, 2.5 years in, it's like, nope, there's a golden ticket. Hit it. Do the emails. Go for it. Now's the time. Lean in on the opportunity. Which is our job's pretty freaking rad. I love it so much.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because as a large company with lots of moving parts and lots of responsibility, or it can feel like a lot of responsibility sometimes, mm-hmm. On coaching days, and like, I get that. I just want to coach, you know, I just want to coach. This is the, this is the foundation. Everything else is gravy. And I want to speak to the confusion that people feel in the beginning, where I know this feeling of you just desperately want to know what it is, the thing. Like, you just want to know what the thing is so that you can start working towards the thing. And so we want to skip the part that we're confused or we're unsure, and we don't know who we are. And I've had nurse coaches. There's a nurse coach that graduated, I think, from the mentorship. I think she graduated like 12 months ago now. And I'm just seeing her now on Instagram all the time. Like, I can tell something happened. Like, the thing happened. Her face looks different. She's all over the place. She's visible. She's consistent. Mm-hmm. She's talking about the same thing concisely. And I'm like, she found it. Like, she found the thing. And I don't know. We can't rush that. But here's one thing that I find really helpful. The first thing might not be the thing.
Yeah.
The first thing, like, right? So the first thing that you sell, which mine was health coaching, it wasn't the thing. And I spent 10 months on the thing. Mm-hmm. And I learned all my skills that transferred over to the next thing from the first thing. And so the first thing can be just that. It can be interesting enough. It can be good enough to double down and keep moving in the same direction. So if we're constantly looking like, for what's my soul's purpose? Like, most likely the first thing that you make money in isn't going to be the perfect soul purpose, and you're never going to stray from it. So then it takes some pressure off. It's like, is this good enough? Am I excited enough? Does this feel like the right move right now? Because future you can change your mind, and you will change your mind. And thank God you can change your mind, because I don't think that you want to run the same program for 20 years or change it, or make iterations to it. Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah. So, I know we just straight up told you guys not to do this with your clients, but I'm going to do it right now anyway. But there's this book. There's this book, Laura, called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And man, if it does not take what you just said of like, and make it into a story, even the book itself, which is now known worldwide, I think was written in South America somewhere. Can't remember exactly where, maybe Chile or somewhere. And he wrote it, and he sold 12 copies in like 3 years. Like, nobody cared about this book at all. He had to beg bookstores to like put it in their bookstore at all. And then an American came in one day, bought the book and read it, and was like, oh my God, this is the best book I've ever read. The rest is history. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And the whole book, I mean, it's fiction, but the whole book is essentially this, about being in the pursuit of the thing is actually the point. It's not the destination.
Yes!
Like, being in the pursuit of the thing, being in creation. And the story itself is over many, many years that he tells in that book, and about how he ends up in all of these places that he doesn't know he was going to end up in. But whenever he gets to the end of the book and is able to look back on all the things, he's like, oh, I see now why I had to be there to learn this. And I see why I had to be there to learn this. And I see why I had to be there to learn this. And if you can have that perspective when things are hard or challenging, or you don't know of like, I'm here on purpose. I'm receiving a lesson that I need to learn. Let me have my eyes open for it. You're going to like pick up your pace. You're going to learn quicker. And the whole
enjoy
journey.
It more.
Yes. It becomes tolerable, if not enjoyable at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think of that often of, oh, I went to nursing school to prove that I could do something hard, to create mm-hmm. the self-concept that me, Laura Menard, ex-drug addict, can do something hard, do it well, and do something that's esteemable. And I could have never skipped nursing school and just became a life coach without that. There was no way.
Right.
Like the act of nursing school was such an important personal journey in my life and in my decision to do that. It was, you know, if we start, everything starts making sense. And as your coach, when we're your coach, we're constantly, I'm always scanning for that. Like I'm always scanning because a lot of times when people join the mentorship, I'm like, oh, they're totally going to coach about this. And they're like, no, I'm going to coach about this. All right. And you know, at the 9-month mark, like, you know what, Laura, I think I'm going to coach about this. I'm like, yep.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Saw that coming.
But I didn't tell her that or tell him that, right? I didn't say like, no, you should do this. And then they'll say, well, if you knew, how come you didn't tell me? And I was because look at how much you just learned.
Yeah.
Like you learned so much. I don't want to rob you of the lessons. So I think that's that beautiful growth mindset too. It's like everything is happening for me. The universe is conspiring with me. I either win or learn, and everything is a lesson or a blessing. And if that can be your mantra, your daily way of being, this whole thing is incredibly easier. By the way,
yes,
I have a funny little story about that. I was in a fender bender last week.
Yeah.
I told you this, Shelby.
Yeah.
Like got out of CrossFit. Did something weird, like my legs were shaky from CrossFit, did something weird, like just hit the gas at a stoplight and just ran into the person in front of me. And I've never been in a car accident where I was at fault. Wasn't very big, wasn't a big deal. 45 minutes later, I had 102 fever. So I was probably in the fever complex in the car after an intense workout. So I felt better about that. But so today, Evan texts me. He's like, guess what? And I'm like, what? Because I don't know if it's good or bad. And he's like,
yeah,
you and the lady you hit and us have the exact same insurance. So there's no deductible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think shit like that happens a lot because that's what I expect to happen. This mindset stuff works, you guys.
Yeah.
When you think of the world this way, it just kind of proves to you that you're right. Like it's... You've decided that this is the reality that you're going to live in, and then the world responds. I'm not kidding you. It's same thing in business too.
Yeah, totally. I bet if Shelby 5 years ago listening to this would have been like, that's great for you, Laura, but me, I'm different. It doesn't work for me like that. And that's a part of the journey, friends. That's a part of the journey. And we'll see you in 5 years. You can message us and tell us like it is working. I do see it. It is happening. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we kind of went on a little bit of a goose chase with this episode. It's been a while since we've done that. So I hope it was
good. Back around to why most nurse coaches aren't health coaches. I think that we did this because for those of you who didn't want to be pigeonholed into medical only, this is like a huge, a way to make you feel a little sovereign and have some freedom that of course you can practice whatever way you want to practice. And for those of you that are hell-bent on being health coaches, I hope that the way that you talk about it, the way that we work with it, you could still work with health, but that we approach it from like a different place, a more transformative, deeper place. Mm-hmm. That's what will set you apart. And so it's all in the way that you talk about it and the way that you work with your clients on a deeper level.
Totally. Well said. Co-captain, well said. All right, team. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if you're a health coach and you feel like we just, you know, took the wind out of your sails. We definitely don't want to leave you hanging. Come join us in the Facebook group, The Successful Nurse Coaches, or shoot us an email. We are here for you. And we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye, everybody.
See you next week.